Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
We talk about dating a lot on this show. We do. But how often have we talked about single parents on the scene? Not much. Well, Zoe Desmond and her new service, Frollo Dating, are about to change all of that. I'm delighted to have Zoe on the line. Zoe, how's it going?
I'm great, thanks. Well, I'm freezing, but other than that, I'm good. How are you, Jen?
I'm not too bad. Now, for people who haven't heard of it, what is Frollo?
So Frollo started out as a community for single parents, which launched 2.5 years ago, and it was born out of my own struggle when I became a single parent 4 years ago, and I didn't know any other single parents and was really craving connecting with others in the same boat so that I could, you know, organize play dates and meetups with people at the weekend and access a wider community for guidance and support. So it all started out with a community, and now we have 35,000 users. And what's become really, really clear is that our community of single parents have a real pain point when it comes to dating, which mm-hmm. I, you know, can speak for myself and say I completely relate to the pain point the community are experiencing. Through really kind of strong user feedback, we decided that we needed to create a Frollo dating offering, which would be a sort of safe and respectful dating experience for single parents.
Okay. What kind of issues do single parents face on dating apps, regular ones?
So I think as a single parent on a dating app, you can often feel a bit on the back foot. So you worry that, you know, first of all, it might feel a bit uncomfortable putting photos of your kids or any mention of your kids up on a general dating app. And then there's the worry of, well, how will people, is this going to put people off me? Is this going to go against me that I have kids? So you kind of, from the get-go, you're conflicted over the, okay, it's going to go against me if I put kids in my profile, but then am I not being honest if I don't mention it? And then if you don't mention it, but you're, you know, you match with someone and you're chatting, then it's that tricky thing of, oh God, how do I mention this? You know, and then that can lead to getting ghosted because someone might not want to date. You know, whoever you're chatting to might not be interested in dating someone who has kids.
And you probably don't want to put pictures up of you and your kid on a dating site either and all that kind of stuff.
I'm not knowing who could see it or anything like that.
I get it. I totally get it. This is so needed. Yeah. I mean, parents dating each other, it just makes sense. But can I ask you, will enough men join up? I mean, how is the gender balance on Frollo?
Yeah, that actually is a question that is asked a lot. And I think it's asked a lot because, like, typically people think of single, you know, even when I talk about Frollo, they go, oh, that's great that you've got a community for single moms. And I'm like, no, it's for single parents.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of, you know, and that's what I really hope that we, society, learn to adapt our thinking around. Single parents aren't just single moms. There are so many, like, great single dads who are very much involved in their kids' life and also want, you know, to feel, you know, need that support as well and really feel, like, you know, grateful to be so included in the Frollo community. And so the dads have a really active part in Frollo, and the balance is kind of, the gap is lessening all the time. So we've got about 60% moms, 40% dads.
Not bad.
In the Frollo community.
Not bad.
So it's good. It's really, really good.
I reckon you'll have more after this chat, hopefully, with people getting to know about you, because I've never heard of it. And, you know, so it's just getting the word out there, isn't it, as well, to a wider community. User safety and feeling secure is a big issue when you're putting yourself out there. What measures do you have in place for that?
So Frollo Dating is the world's first user-verified single-parent dating app. And what that means is that we're using an advanced bank-like technology well, an advanced technology that a lot of the online banks use, so people have to give their passport or driving license and take a live photo. So it just means that there's that, you know, added reassurance of, you know, anyone you're speaking to on Frollo Dating is who they say they are. There will be no catfish.
Amazing. Well, did you say it's the first ever user verified dating site in Ireland?
Single parent dating app in the world.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So, if someone signs up, what is the user? What's the experience like? I mean, how does it work and how much info can people get before taking the plunge? And do you swipe left?
Yeah.
How does it work?
Yeah, no, good question. So it's not like a swipe left, swipe right, you're hot, you're not type thing. We, you know, I think as single parents, we, you know, want to know that our values are aligned, that like this person is, you know, going, you know, that we're compatible, that even our situations are compatible. So from a person's profile, you'll be able to see what their parenting situation is, so whether they're a solo parent, a co-parent, a widow, you know, if they, well, obviously they have kids, but what ages their kids are, because that's relevant. Someone who has a 2-year-old, you know, might not necessarily want to date someone with, you know, two older teenagers. You know, they might be looking for someone. So, and then also what relationship values they hold in high regard. And then there's also my kind of icebreaker questions. So it just gives you a little taster of someone's personality and their humor. So really by looking at someone's profile, and if they want more kids as well, so really by looking at someone's profile, you should get a pretty clear indication of whether your life situation and also your values as people are aligned.
Here's a question. let's say I am single, but I don't have kids, but I'm open to dating people with kids. Can I join your site?
No.
Okay.
It's just for single parents.
Okay, yeah, maybe that's something for the future.
Who knows?
How can listeners go and check it all out then?
So if you go to frollo.com, you'll see the download link for the Frollo app. And once you go to the Frollo app, you can choose community or dating mode. So if you go to dating mode now, we've got the founding member waitlist open, which is almost nearly all filled. So get there quick and secure a place. And that means you get 1 month free when we go live in the next few weeks.
Okay. It's very exciting, Zoe, and it's much needed. It's a brilliant, brilliant idea, and you're providing a service for people who really want it and need it. So thank you for doing that. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you. And thanks for coming on the show and telling us all about Frollo Dating. And best of luck with the Valentine's Day launch. I'll keep you in mind when my marriage breaks down.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.